Lowell Feld joins us on the long line. He is the founder and editor of RaisingCane.com, one of Virginia's premier political blogs, and a must-read if you want to know what's going on in Virginia politics. Lowell, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Corey?
I'm very good. Your general impressions about the historic events last week here in America?
Well, they were certainly historic. In Virginia, in particular, you know, we won. Democrats won the state for president, carried the state, and it's 13 electoral votes for the first time since 1964. So it's been a while. I think that we can stop talking about Virginia as a red state at this point. Maybe even stop talking about Virginia as a purple state. I mean, Democrats now control have a majority in the House of Representatives delegation. It went from 8-3 Republican to 6-5. It looks like, assuming Tom Perriello does win that fifth district race, which it looks like he's going to.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that today with you.
Right, and we have now two. We've gone from George Allen and John Warner a couple of years ago as our two U.S. senators. We now have another Warner, a different one, Mark Warner, the Democrat. And Jim Webb, of course. I worked on that campaign. And so two Democrats, U.S. Senator. We control the governor's mansion. The state Senate is under Democratic control. You know, so, I mean, I think what's happened is the overwhelmingly people in this country feel like we're moving in the wrong direction. It's like 90% feel that we're moving in the wrong direction after 8 years of conservative, I would say, misrule under George Bush. But it's not just Bush. It's, you know, the Republican-controlled Congress for most of the period. The economy is foremost on everyone's mind, obviously, and I think, you know, Barack Obama had a very strong message of change and also on the economy, and I think that's what, you know, people were looking at nationwide.
Well, let me ask you this, because last week we talked with Bob Holsworth, the dean of political scientists here in Virginia. I guess he and Larry Sabato are really two of the very best in the nation, and they're right here in Virginia. And Bob said on this station live, he said it's time to stop thinking about Virginia as a red state. We've talked about it as a purple state, but he said I think Virginia is a purple state trending blue, which is the Republicans that I talked to said that's just not true. We are a center right nation, and we are definitely a center right state, and that this is an anomaly.
Well, you know, I kind of, in a way, hope they just keep telling themselves that and keep fooling themselves into believing that and not really, you know, addressing the fundamental problems in their party. I saw the chairman of the Republican Party of Virginia, Jeff Frederick, talking about how they need to get back to basics, conservative values, and to address people's quality of life issues. That's what he said. But I don't understand that, how that's internally consistent. Conservative values means you don't raise taxes. If you want to address people's quality of life issues, you need money to be able to pay for education,
infrastructure,
roads, healthcare, you know, everything, environmental protection, etc. So how does that work exactly? Mark Rozelle, who's a George Mason University professor, said that, you know, the anti-government rhetoric doesn't sell well in the current environment, and I think, you know, and he added that fiscal discipline and investing responsibly is the right message. That's the Mark Warner message. So I think that's what people are responding to at this point. They want to get things done. They don't want this rigid, you know, ideological approach that they've been getting, certainly here in Virginia, from the Republican Party. I think the Democrats are offering, and we'll see if they get it done, you know, in the next 4 years at the national level.
We're talking with Lowell Feld of RaisingCane.com. You can read his work there. Lowell, I want you to imagine for a minute that you are a Republican consultant, and you have the ear of the Republicans here in Virginia. What did they do going into a big year next year in 2009, all sorts of races across Virginia? What did they do to reconcile the social conservatives and the economic moderates, the moderates who just don't buy into the God's gaze, guns, abortion argument, but they are consider themselves conservative Republicans, but, you know, they don't vote on the social issues. How do you reconcile that here in Virginia moving forward? What should be their game plan?
Well, I mean, you know, right now they're in the middle of, I don't know if you call it a civil war, but they're fighting that out. I don't think it's easy to reconcile at all. I mean, there was one Republican, former Republican chairman I saw quoted in the Richmond Times-Dispatch, who said that his party may be whistling past the graveyard He talked about the standing on the bow of the Titanic. Are they willing to go down for principles the electorate just will not accept? So that's the bottom line question. Are they going to become a more moderate, pragmatic party, or are they going to cling to these conservative ideology? If I were advising them, I would probably say what people like Tom Davis, who is a moderate Republican, Jerry Connolly was just elected. Tom Davis retired in the 11th congressional district, who believes it has to be a party that is much more moderate on the social issues to appeal in Northern Virginia and suburbia throughout the state, and to have a message of inclusion rather than exclusion. And that means, we're talking about African Americans, we're talking about Hispanics, which are a huge, rapidly growing, demographic in this state. We're talking about an increasingly diverse Virginia. They're going to have to figure out a way to match their core beliefs in limited government and low taxes, et cetera, with that. With that changing Virginia.
We're talking with Lowell Feld of RaisingCane.com. Lowell, the day after the election, I said on this program, and I still say it, I think this represents a fantastic opportunity for Republicans across the country, because the country's sort of sitting back saying, okay, what have you got? Mm-hmm. What's your ideas now?
Right.
The spotlight in many ways is not only on the Democrats and in Washington, but it's on this, picture 50 laboratories where Republicans have an opportunity in all these states to restage themselves and reinvent themselves, and everybody's sitting back waiting for it and watching. Mm-hmm. In many ways, it's an opportunity.
Yeah, and I think you see some of the governors doing that, like Arnold Schwarzenegger in California and Charlie Crist in Florida, Republican governors who have moved ahead on environmental issues, on energy issues, on health care issues. In Florida, Charlie Crist, who was a close friend and advisor to John McCain, moved ahead on restoring voting rights for ex-felons. Things like that. That's outside the box stuff. But you don't see that in Virginia right now. And
yeah.
I think, with people like Bob McDonnell and Bill Bowling and Ken Cuccinelli, these are very right wing, very conservative Republicans. It's hard for me to see them moving in the Charlie Crist, Arnold Schwarzenegger direction. We'll see.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one thing I would like to see, and this is from both sides, but I'd love to see us finally put a nail in the coffin on the Lee Atwater, Karl Rove tactics, which for me personally, it's just bad for America. It's bad for democracy. Focus on the issues, keep talking about the issues, and this politics of fear and attacking and character assassination. And to me, that's just pathetic, but...
Well, they're going to have to fight that out within their party. Sarah Palin is a potential leader of the conservative wing of the party. Her campaign for vice president, I thought, was very shrill and very Karl Rovian, calling Obama socialist and all these other things, a terrorist, palling around with terrorists is what she said exactly. What on earth that means, I still don't know. Exactly.
It worked with a lot of people, though.
Right, so they're going to have to decide, though, if they want to say no to everything, if they want to go in that direction, if they want to continue this sort of attacking and shrill tone, or if they want to just really focus on getting things done that the vast majority of people care about in their day-to-day lives, and focus on the middle class, and providing help to the middle class, which Jim Webb has said many times is getting squeezed. And I completely agree with him.
Lowell Feld is the founder and editor of RaisingCane.com. Lowell, what's the latest that you have regarding the 5th District race? Tom Perriello was on this program a couple of days ago, and he said he's moving forward with a transition.
Mm-hmm.
But you had a recent post, a news excerpt, some remarks from Virgil Goode, right?
Yeah, I actually just talked to Tom yesterday, he's moving ahead with his transition plans. He is leading by, I think it's 500, I forget the exact total of votes, but several hundred votes. Doesn't look like that's going to be overcome in any kind of recount. Virgil Goode sounds like he's not exactly conceding, but he's not exactly calling for a recount either. It sounds like he may be, edging towards acknowledging the inevitable that, he lost fair and square last Tuesday. So we'll see. But Tom Perriello is, moving ahead with his transition plans. It looks like 99.9% chance that he's going to be the congressman from the 5th District.
In the Senate race, Lowell, it was no surprise that Mark Warner beat Jim Gilmore. Jim Gilmore was down in the money and never was really close in the polls. What does it mean to have Jim Webb and Mark Warner in Washington? What does that mean for Virginia?
Well, I think they're going to make a great team. I mean, I think they complement each other. Mark Warner, I think, will focus, you know, more on economic growth, probably. The types of things he's worked on in his career, probably, you know, he's an expert on telecommunications issues, I think healthcare, education, things like that. Not that Webb isn't interested in those things, but Webb is a super expert on national security matters and foreign policy issues. So I think, and veterans affairs, you know, so... I mean, Webb also cares about economic fairness and social justice issues too. But I think they're gonna be a powerhouse team there in the Senate for Virginia. I think they'll work very well together. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to seeing what they can get done. I mean, I think Webb and John Warner worked well together as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
Lowell Feld of RaisingCane.com. Okay, let's look into the crystal ball now, and let's talk in some detail here about next year, because Virginia is about to get as politically focused and busy as the nation has been over the last year, as we gear up for a ton of local races, boards of supervisors, sheriffs and city councils and school boards, and plus every seat in the House of Delegates.
That's right.
The lieutenant governor, the attorney general, and a new governor, all of which comes
that's
up
just about everything.
In 2009.
State Senate is not up this coming year, but besides that, just about everything's up.
How does this year affect next year, or does it?
Oh, I think it does. I mean, well, one thing is you've got now tens of thousands of, if not more, of energized Democrats in the state who volunteered for the Obama campaign. You've got an organization that was built up in the course of the primary last February, the Democratic primary, and then in the course of the general election. And so I think, you know, we'll see how that carries over to next year, but we have now the potential certainly is there for a tremendous effort next year. Now, you know, we've got candidates practically lining up out the door to run on the Democratic side. We've got three candidates for governor right now, and there could be, who knows, maybe there'll even be more. But and we have, you know, a couple candidates for lieutenant governor. We've got a couple candidates for attorney general. And so, you know, and you can, another thing is you can look at some of the House of Delegates districts, and you can see where Barack Obama won some districts, several districts that are now occupied, controlled by Republicans in the House of Delegates. You know, I think that's going to be very interesting to keep an eye on. One is Waldo Jaquith in Charlottesville wrote about was Rob Bell's district in the 58th. Perriello defeated Goode in that district by 5,000 votes. So that's, you know, kind of interesting. We've got three big ones in Northern Virginia that Barack Obama won last Tuesday that are controlled, you know, right now there are Republicans in the House of Delegates in those districts.
So if I hear you right, there are votes there to possibly flip some House of Delegates seats, to flip them blue.
Yeah, if we get good candidates in these districts. I mean, this is just potential, of course, now. But Barack Obama won these districts, or in the case of Rob Bell's district, Tom Perriello won that district. So it's certainly possible for Democrats to win these districts. And several of them, Barack Obama won, you know, by wide margins, 20, 30 points, in districts that have Republicans now representing them. So, I mean, I think, you know, there's definitely potential. Democrats have to recruit candidates, and then they have to fund the candidates adequately to actually...
Yeah.
To actualize it. But, yeah, there's a lot of potential for next year.
Let's talk about the governor's race. You said there's three candidates now already lined up on the Democratic side for that nomination. Cree Deeds, Brian Moran, and now Terry McAuliffe, which you spoke to him just recently.
Yeah, I did. He has filed the paperwork to be a candidate. He did a round of interviews of with bloggers and with you know, more traditional corporate media, whatever, people as well. He is definitely coming on strong. He's going to do a couple months where he's going to, he's calling it a listening tour. I mean, politicians do this all the time. He's going to go around the state and basically talk to people and you know, and take their temperature. I think he's running. I mean, he's claiming he hasn't decided, but I think it's clear that he's running. He's hired several powerhouse, you know, people from the Tim Kaine's former campaigns, from Mark Warner's former Senate campaign, Mike Henry, who was the campaign manager for Mark Warner was just Terry McAuliffe just hired him.
So what's the inside? What's the what are the Democrats across Virginia saying, Lowell, about Terry McAuliffe stepping in to what appeared to be a Brian Moran versus Creed Eads race for the nomination?
Well, I mean, you know, you get all different kinds of opinions. I mean, there was one poll done by the Washington Post which showed it pretty much up for grabs among those three. I mean, it didn't show either any one of them leading by any kind of margin or anything, any kind of wide margin. I mean, you got two candidates here from Northern Virginia. That's interesting. And then one from outside of Northern Virginia.
Creed Eads, yeah.
Yeah, Creed Eads. So, so whether, you know, Brian Moran and Terry McAuliffe kind of divide up Northern Virginia and allow Creed Eads to kind of, slip in that way. I think just talking to the Creed Eads people, they seem very happy, I got to say, these days. And I kind of wonder why. I mean, I kind of can guess why. I think they're thinking that exact scenario, that Terry McAuliffe, you know, and Brian Moran basically pound each other.
And they'll end up splitting the Nova vote, and Creed Eads will get the rest of the state.
Something like that. Yeah. And just go after each other. I mean, Brian Moran and Terry McAuliffe both have money. They're hiring up, you know, talent. Steve Jarding, for example, who was Jim Webb's senior strategist and is kind of a legendary political figure. He worked for Mark Warner when he ran for governor, successful governor's race. He's working for Brian Moran. Mame Riley, who's another big wig, Democrat, is working for Brian Moran.
And meanwhile, across the aisle, Bob McDonnell is as yet unopposed for the Republican nomination.
Yeah, I think he's going to be the nominee. I don't think they're going to have a primary. You know, I personally like primaries. I think even if they get nasty, they can be beneficial. I mean, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, that was a rough primary, and a lot of people were really worried. My God, this is going to kill us in the fall. Well, it didn't. What happened was that probably helped. Barack Obama had to run a campaign in every single state in this country. So he built up organizations everywhere. He got his name and message out there. He owned it. I think that could happen with the Democrats. I'm looking forward to these primaries.
A contentious primary battle on the Democratic side isn't necessarily a bad thing, because the Republicans have presented it that way, that that's going to benefit Bob McDonnell.
Yeah, I mean, they like to say that, but I don't think so. I mean, I think, you know, you're going to get a lot of news stories. I mean, when nothing's happening, what does anyone have to report about? But the Democratic thing is going to be exciting. And remember, Virginia is the only state in the country next year. Well, I think New Jersey has some races, but I don't think they're usually very competitive, like, for governor. But Virginia is going to be the main focus. And because of the great story of this last couple of years, starting with, you know, Jim Webb in 2006 and then Barack Obama winning the state 2008, there's going to be a lot of national attention focused on Virginia next year. And you know, also with Terry McAuliffe. I mean, he was Hillary Clinton's campaign manager.
Well, the 2009 races in Virginia are going to be seen as the first possible statement about the new Obama administration as well.
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah.
I mean, so I think this is going to be an exciting year, but you're going to get a lot of stories in the spring about the Democratic primaries. There aren't going to really be Republican primaries for governor and lieutenant governor, so I guess they won't get as much publicity. And I guess, as they say in Hollywood, no publicity is bad publicity, you know, or all publicity is good publicity.
Lowell Feld, absolutely. Lowell Feld, the founder and editor of RaisingCane.com. Lowell, always great to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
All right, thank you.